Thanks, mate. Thanks for having me.
What sort of source of pride was it, Justin, in your 12th season to win the best and fairest?
It was a pretty special night. Obviously, you know, to have a good year, and it's probably more special just to probably share that with your family and friends. Mum and Dad came along to the night, and I think they were pretty pumped, probably 10 times more than what I was. So to share that with them, and you know, all the sacrifices they've made for us kids is obviously pretty special. But it's probably something that you would look on, you know, when you finish up and look back on what you've achieved. But you know, as footy goes, you move on pretty quickly. But it was, yeah, a pretty special night.
Did it give you a chance at all to reflect on, I don't know, all the hard work and the dedication that had gone into so much footy?
I suppose so, yeah. Obviously, you know, to share that with you, with my partner as well, my wife, who's been around and probably experienced that, you know, just as much as me as well. So, you know, it is hard work, and obviously to be around for a while and, you know, haven't experienced that before, it's obviously a pretty good feeling. But yeah, a lot goes into it, and you know, it's still a lot of fun on the way. So you know, you got to take the good with the bad sometimes. But yeah, it was really good.
It does strike me that it would have been especially popular with your teammates. Did they give you a sense of that?
Yeah, definitely. I think it was, you know, it was great to celebrate with them over the past couple of days with, you know, what's happened over the last few years. And, you know, it's a funny thing at footy club where, you know, you all come together for a common goal, but you get so much more out of being around each other. And, yeah, it's always great to, you know, once you go through some things with these players and, you know, footy isn't everything, and to be able to celebrate, you know, something like that, you know, outside of the footy realm is pretty fun.
There's the view, I'm sure, that you're a bit of everything. You're the Mr. Fix-It. Where there's an issue that arises, you're capable of going to it. How do you see your own game? How do you see yourself as a footballer?
I don't know. It's probably just ever evolving. I think over the last couple of years, I kind of don't know, leading into game, the positions that I'll play throughout the game. So it makes it a bit hard to put your finger on what I'm going to be doing. So, which I think has been a huge benefit for me as a player, and staying involved in the game. And I don't know, it's a hard one. I think, you know, going into AFL, you kind of pigeonhole yourself to play in one position. I'm lucky enough to play a few, and I know, it's kind of nice to be a jack of all trades and be trusted, you know, highly trusted within your teammates and your coaching staff to do that. So that's probably the biggest thing, yeah.
So do you thrive on the, you know, I could get the message at any stage to go and do this for a while or go and do that for a while?
Yeah, definitely. For a head coach or Kenny to have that trust in me to do that. And I suppose, yeah, just have an influence on the game where sometimes, you know, things aren't going your way, that you have the opportunity to change it up and mix it up and have an impact on the game is obviously pretty important. And hopefully I've been able to do that and over the last couple of years.
Did you feel like last year was your best year of footy?
I think for me, it's just probably about consistency, and I think I've been consistent over a period of time, but I think last year I was able to step it up a little bit just with the spot that I was playing, probably up wing and up the ground. And it's obviously a bit easier to have an impact on the game when you're around the ball all the time. And I think, yeah, it was one of my best years, and you know, hopefully I can build on that this year and see what comes of that.
So how do you build on it? How do you prepare for season 2019? Because the fascination of your position is there's a lot that's changing in the game, and I think fair bit of it, you'll live a fair bit of it by the looks of things.
Yeah, obviously, the game has changed over the last couple of months, and You know, leading into your first game this week, a proper first game this weekend, it's going to be interesting to see how that all pans out. And there seems to be a lot of moving parts at the moment, which I don't think many teams have got a grasp on just yet. So, and it'll just be interesting to see just how the team, you know, gels again this year with a few guys coming over. And I think, you know, I think that will shore up our game and our, you know, consistency over the whole season. So it'll be interesting to see how that dynamic works, and depending, you know, who's playing or not, if I move up forward or be predominantly up the ground. So yeah, it will be interesting times over the next couple of weeks leading into round one, and see everything, how everything goes and all the rule changes and stuff like that. But it still leaves a pretty exciting feeling, and I'm pretty keen to get out there and start playing the real stuff.
Yeah, so the wing could be a real thing this year, couldn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit of a gateway to both ends of the ground, and it'll be interesting to see how that goes, whether, you know, teams play more defensive or more aggressive. And that wing position, yeah, I think it holds a pretty big part into all that. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing what other teams do and see how what the things that we put in place, you know, helps out or we'll mix it up.
The one thing that probably won't happen is I can't imagine you'd be in the ruck, will you, anymore with Ryder and Lysette as long as they're all fit.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting for me. It's not yeah, jumping in there and to have two really quality ruckmen who can obviously dominate in ruck, but I think for us the biggest plus is that those guys can go forward as well and play a pivotal role in that. And yeah, it just gives us another option. And obviously Paddy, you know, he's been screaming out for a second or a quality second ruckman anyway. So, and he's got that, and obviously a premiership ruckman as well, who's coming over with a lot of experience. And I think it'll just straighten us up a bit, up and down the ground. And I'm looking forward to see how that dynamic, those two guys can work together and hopefully win us a few games.
Do you think so? These two JLT matches, are they going to be pretty important to explore those possibilities?
Yeah, definitely. I think not just for that dynamic to see a few guys play in a variety of roles, which they probably haven't done before. And I think the way we're structuring up at the moment, it just feels like we've consolidated with the group, and there seems to be a lot of trust with what guys are doing, and everyone seems to be on the same page with how we're playing and how we're trying to defend the footy. So there's a good feeling around the club, and obviously that's hard to. There's always a good feeling at this time of year, but we're looking to put that in practice and hopefully, you know, put the best foot forward going into the next couple of weeks.
So, yeah, chatting now and having heard you last week, it's clearly that the chemistry around the team has changed a bit, with the changes in personnel, those that have gone out and those that have come in.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think having the two ruck option and having an extra floater, you know, float around both forward and up through the midfield, and you know, having Birdo and some of these younger guys come through, which it's just forcing a few people's hands with, you know, wanting to play and putting a bit of pressure on other guys to perform. So I think we've just consolidated as a group, and there seems to be just a stronger connection throughout the team, and we're just looking forward to building that on that, you know, and obviously winning helps out as well. So we'll be pushing pretty hard the next few weeks to build that momentum going forward into the first couple of weeks of the season. So we're yeah, looking forward to seeing how a few of these new guys go and fit into hopefully winning game style here.
The sense from across the border, Justin, is that Port Adelaide's the glare is on Port Adelaide. There's a real sense of
Yeah.
being on trial. Do you have a perception of that?
Oh, Not really. Obviously, being in the system for a while, there's always pressure on your team to perform. But I think you just got to put your best foot forward and give it a crack. I think if you put it in the effort that you're supposed to, I think good things will come from that. Obviously, there's a bit of pressure and we've definitely underperformed over the last couple of years, but I think you've got to look to the future and provide, what everyone's waiting for us to do. I think we've shown that, in periods, but I think we've got the team that can do it, and I think if you start believing in that, then good things can happen.
Well, Justin, from here on, the very best of luck with it. Hope 2019 personally is as good as 2018 was, and collectively it's better still.
Brilliant. Thanks, mate. Thanks for your time.